great music lives.
That two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill.
Someday
we may be adding a wing or two, thing or two. We will make changes as any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill. Command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan. Used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called, the folks who live on the hill, the folks who live on the hill, folks who live on the hill, the folks who live on the hill.
If you didn't guess, is this week's Judy moment. That goes out to Judy. So, hello, everybody. This is Gary Ault, and we are listening to Crossroads here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And Crossroads is an hour of all things Eric Clapton. So we're going to play Clapton, Cream. Okay. And that's what we started out with, by the way, was Cream, doing that scrapyard thing from their last album that they worked on together. There are three studio songs on it and three live songs culled from the archives. That was the album Goodbye from Cream. And so we have a question of the week. And if you want to write this number down and call it when I get done talking, this won't take long, though. It's 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer and have not won anything from WNTI in the last month, you are eligible to be the proud recipient of a gift certificate for Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown and Sparta. You can go to either place. Isn't that magical? So here's the question. Yeah, I told you it was pretty simple. What is the first song that Eric Clapton recorded with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers that was released? First song. It was released as a single. So what was the first song that was released by John Mayall that had Eric Clapton on it? So 908-852-4545. Now we're going to go to live at the Budokan 2001 to hear some Five Long Years.
Have you ever been mistreated mistreated. You know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman. She had the nerve to put me out. Got a job in a steel mill, chucking steel just like a slave. 5 long years every Friday, I come straight home with all my pay. Have you ever been mistreated? You know. Had the nerve to put me out. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's Eric Clapton live at Budokan in Japan, of course, 2001, with the Leroy Carr song Five Long Years. First appeared on his From the Cradle album, and he's used it extensively since then. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and that's why we just played that song. You're going to hear Eric Clapton for the rest of this hour. We're going to take a short break and play some more music on the other side.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The 38th Annual Coda Jazz Festival, September 11th through the 13th. In Delaware, Water Gap, Pennsylvania. Performers include the Nancy Reed Trio, the David Lieben Group, the Coda Jazz Orchestra, Sue Terry, Tom Hamilton, and more. Tickets and information available at codajazz.org or by phone 570-424-2210.
If you are the type of person that is always on the go or always on your tablet catching up on the news or reading the latest novel, you can enjoy the great music on WNTI on most of your favorite devices. WNTI's web stream can be accessed through the TuneIn Radio app on most smartphones and tablets, including those running iOS, Android, and Windows. Visit the App Store on your smartphone or tablet for more information.
And before we play the song that we had queued up, I wanted to remind you that, or tell you, that we do not have a correct answer to the question of the week, so therefore nobody has qualified to win the gift certificate to Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown in Sparta. So you know the answer to this question, dial 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. The question is, what is the first song that John Mayall and the Blues Breakers released with that featured Eric Clapton? First song. So it was a 45. So 908-852-4545. And while we're touring Japan, let's play something from Hiroshi Fujiwara.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
I can see nimble fingers of Mr. Kreptuck on the kickoff.
Kick it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends on tour with Eric Clapton, and that's the Bobby Whitlock song, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. And this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. So he's been on all the songs we played so far, including the first one in that set, Cappuccino Light, Samba de Floresta Remix. And there is an R at the end, at the beginning of that word, Floresta. I guess that's how you say it, unless it's a misprint. Anyway, Cappuccino Light, a remix of that from Hiroshi Fujiwara featuring Eric Clapton. That's on an, I guess you'd call it an EP. It's got about four songs on it. And we heard Tell the Truth. That's from Derek and the Dominoes. Originally, they made a single out of it. Did not appear in that form, in that really fast rock and roll form, on the Layla album. But you can get it a few years after that on the two-album compilation called The History of Eric Clapton. And it finally made its appearance on the remixed, remastered Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs released many years later. There's like a 30th anniversary and a 40th anniversary version of it, I think. Something like that. Or 20th and 30th, I forget. And then we heard Cheer Down. And that was George Harrison with Eric Clapton and the album Live in Japan. And that's a song that he originally recorded. And it was originally released on the Lethal Weapon 2 soundtrack. And, of course, Eric Clapton did the soundtrack for all four Lethal Weapon movies, and that song was put on there by done by George Harrison, and so that's George and his friend Eric doing that live in Japan. And then, again, we finish with Where There's a Will, There's a Way from Delaney and Bonnie and Friends on tour with Eric Clapton. So this is 91.9 again, as I said already, and we're going to take a short break and come back with the Eric influence.
Hello, this is Helen Forster inviting you to tune into E-Town. The band Blitzen Trapper joins us this week. Also, Alex Brown Church, performing under the moniker of Seawolf, is with us as well. And we'll share a heartwarming Achievement Award story about a woman saving healthy animals from being euthanized. All this and more this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year. Coming to the Newton Theater on August 29th, comedian Artie Lang. More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
If you work with a nonprofit organization in the WNTI listening area, you know the value of a dollar. But did you know that WNTI offers special underwriting rates for nonprofits? Find out how to reach your target audience without breaking your marketing budget. Call Mel Teal at 908-979-4355, extension 1.
Yes, and here at 91.9 WNTI, and you're listening to The Crossroads, we are going to do the Eric influence now. And the guitarist we picked this week is someone that you might not think that there would have been a connection in terms of influence with Eric Clapton. His name is Steve Cropper. And Steve, his recording career started just a little before Eric, I guess about probably the year previous to Eric's recording career. Of course, Eric was going with the Yardbirds for quite a while, but it took a while for them to release a recording. And Steve was already doing it in the United States, of course, with Booker T and the MGs. And so we might wonder, like, where's the influence? And you might not hear it in Steve's playing. Steve plays in a very economical kind of a way, just does what he needs to do to make that band smoke. And they of course, were the backing band for all those Stax records, and that's what they really needed on those records, was just a good backup band. It wasn't going to try to take the limelight. So that's what Steve did. So in a magazine called Clash and an article called Rock and Rules, so basically this is Steve's rules for being a successful guitarist. And as I started to say, there's not a really super big influence from Eric Clapton to Steve in terms of style picking up on his playing. In fact, he names a whole lot of American guitarists, basically country kind of funky rhythm and blues guitarists, as influences. But here's what he said on one of his recommendations on how to be a good guitarist. He says, get your own sound. And this is what he says. I know when I'm listening to Eric Clapton, all those guys are fantastic. He names some other guys. All those guys are fantastic. I never looked at myself as one of those guys because I wasn't out there trying to be one of those guys. Through the years, the older I got, the more it seems to me to be winding up that way. I've been fortunate to just play what's around me. Basically, most of the big artists I work with tell me on the front end not to copy the record, but to come and be Steve Cropper. Well, he got that from listening to Eric Clapton and a few others that he mentioned that have their own style. You can tell immediately that it's Eric Clapton. He's not trying to show off or do anything fancy. He's just trying to make music. And so that in itself was an influence on Steve, listening to those records and taking that advice and being his own kind of player. So what we're going to do is play. This is my favorite Booker T and the MGs song. Time is Tight. And listen to Steve's really just economical, really, really nice and funky guitar playing on this.
Crows at the break of dawn. Look how you never know.
Eric Clapton, who else but Eric Clapton on Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, from the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration at Madison Square Garden. And that, of course, featured Eric Clapton, but also Booker T and the MGs were essentially the backup band for that, which included Steve Cropper. And that was our Eric influence of the week. With Time Is Tight, we started that set off from Booker T and the MGs. And hey, we do not have a correct answer to this week's question of the week. People like to guess, but there's a specific answer, of course, and nobody got it. So the question was, what was the first song that John Mayall and the Blues Breakers released that featured Eric Clapton on guitar? And it was a single that was released, pull out Mark Roberti's book here. And just check on the dates, because this is the official catalog of all these Eric Clapton things. It was recorded in 1965, and it was released August 1965. Most of the other John Mayall stuff was released in 1966. So this was August 1965. The A-side, I'm Your Witch Doctor, is the song in question. And the Telephone Blues, which we played in the past, was the B-side. So let's listen to I'm Your Witch Doctor from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton.
I'm your witch doctor, got the evil eye. Got the power of the devil, I'm the country guy. Gonna teach you love at the midnight hour. Gonna feel you burn. And I got my voodoo from the birds and bees. Gonna teach you love at the midnight hour. Gonna feel you burning like a passion flower.
Yeah, so that's I'm Your Witch Doctor from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Hey, we had a great night this evening, listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And so up next is E-Town with Nick and Helen Forster, as usual. And their guests this week are Blitzen Trapper and Seawolf. And the Achievement Award goes out to Denise Blitz this week. And after that, we are privileged to listen to Matt Orenstein, or just Matt, with The Knife Edge, all things progressive rock. It's going to be some really cool stuff going on tonight, I'm sure of that, because he's getting prepared in the other room. And after that, we'll listen to Keller Cellar with Keller Williams, taking us into the wee hours of the morning. So we're going to go out with something from the J.J. Cale tribute album. And so take a listen to this.
Have seen hesitating, I'll be there if you ever want me in your arms. Love me if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen a road to love to ride. There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me, ain't no breeze big enough to slow me.
Listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.